Hello, you've downloaded the Bedhoppers podcast. Thanks for joining us. If you're not 18, it's probably not something you should be listening to. Go and speak to your mom, pa. If you're over 18 and you'd like to hear about our adventures in the swinging lifestyle, carry on listening. Thanks. Hello everyone, welcome back to Bedhoppers Podcast. Thanks for downloading us and putting us in your ears. I'm Mr. H.
I'm Mrs. H.
Together we are Bedhoppers. Are we not doing that?
Yeah, we are now.
I thought it was like Wild Stallions.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you for picking up this podcast again, or welcome if it's your first time. We're talking about our adventures in the swinging lifestyle. So today what we're going to be doing is talking through a little bit more about our journey and how we got into this whole crazy world and what happened with us. We're going to be taking you through our tip section, now called Just the Tip. There's no theme music yet, but... Yeah.
Thank God.
The pun is good, though. I'm very pleased with that. Yeah, it's better than the actual section, if I'm really honest. We'll also be telling you a little bit about Mrs. H's favourite topic and giving her the chance to have the floor on that one and tell you all about her thoughts on that. We'll do another different topic today, a little bit about what it's like to be in the UK in the swinging lifestyle, which will be interesting because we've not been anywhere else in the swinging lifestyle. But we'll tell you what we can, and hopefully that will be interesting to you guys out there. And if you're in the UK, hopefully it will marry up to what you guys are saying. But if you need to collude, get in touch and we can make sure we're all giving people the same story. And that's really it for today's episode. Hopefully it will take about 30 minutes of pure listening gold.
Make it sound like a flight.
It is. We'll be cruising at a steady 80 miles an hour. Mm. Please keep your arms and legs inside the vehicles at all times.
Will there be complimentary drinks?
A complimentary nuts.
Oh, right.
You just pop in your mouth, you'll be fine. So, updates from us that on things that have happened recently. We had a tragedy happen to us last week where I normally carry a nice, smoothly trimmed and a manicured beard. Unfortunately, whilst I was attempting to keep it up to date and looking awesome, I cut into my beard and had to remove the whole thing. It's the first time I've been baby-faced in about 4 years.
Yeah.
Mrs. H was horrified.
And the dog wouldn't look at you.
No, the dog wouldn't even go anywhere near me.
Oh, she ran and hid.
What is this foul play?
Yeah.
So
you
then
weren't happy either.
I was very unhappy. Like a child, I threw all of my toys out of the pram. And then tried to buy some drinks to console myself in good old Marks and Spencers. There's nothing more British than that, of course.
Oh, we were having a cheeky date that night too.
Oh yeah, I know. So they expected me to be turning up with a beard.
And you didn't.
I did not, no. And they wouldn't let me buy drinks in Marks and Spencers until I got some ID out. It's like I regressed back 30-odd years. Yeah. It was insane. So we're not 30, not quite that old. However, so that happened, but also this week found out that I've been offered a new job, which is fantastic news. So in a few months I'll be able to do that.
And got 3 months to grow the beard back in time.
I know, right? They're going to be expecting the beard, and you know, unless I can present that back to them, they may not take me up on the contract. I know. So and today's episode, we're going to be taking you through a few things. So we've got a little bit more about our journey. I think we mentioned that. Mm. We've got our Just the Tip section, which is our tips piece. We've got a topic from Mrs. H, a topic from me, and then we'll be signing off and then you get back to your normal life. So hopefully it should take about 30 minutes or so. Hope you enjoy our journey. Right, so, first things first, our journey. The last time we spoke to you, what had we done? We had signed up on Fab, which is the UK sort of dating site, and a unicorn.
Yes.
Mrs. H, what's a unicorn?
Yeah, so a unicorn is the single lady in the lifestyle who plays with men and women and couples.
Oh, nicely done.
Thank you.
Normally,
it's only taken me like 3 weeks to get that right.
I know, right? Normally Mrs. H refers to them as a mythical.
Well, I forgot to bring in the mythical, but yes, mythical.
Mythical unicorn. I prefer to call them tyrannical mythicals. I like the idea of a little T-Rex with a little horn on top of it. I don't think that ever happened.
No.
It would probably scare us more than we actually were, because our unicorn got in touch with us, our unicorn, she wasn't anybody's unicorn, she just got in touch with us, and said, do you guys want to go on a date tonight and have a social? And we crapped our pants. I think it's fair to say. Mrs. H, your phrase? Shaking like
shitting dogs? Yeah, we were shaking like shitting dogs.
Yeah.
That's a good old British phrase, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly your phrase anyway. So tell us what happened.
Well, we decided to take the bull by the horns and just leap on in there, because the more we put it off and talked about it, the more nervous we got. So I think in the end we thought, oh, screw it, it's a Monday school night, let's just go and see what happens. You know, worst case scenario, she doesn't like us, we don't like her.
She could have been a serial killer. That would have been the worst case scenario.
And I think it all felt a little bit sordid at the time, because we had no frame of reference for it. So we kind of thought this was an incredibly sordid lifestyle we were getting into, potentially. As it transpires, it really wasn't. It's all good fun, but we'll come on to that later. I don't want to steal your thunder.
We'll have thunder?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm always stealing it, apparently. I
know, you are. You're always stealing my thunder.
Yeah.
Although that may be hard for listeners to believe at this point in time. So we met the unicorn. You managed to get a bottle of Prosecco down pretty much before she rocked up.
I had no choice. I was so nervous.
And I was driving, so yeah. I had no drinks. And it turns out she wasn't completely mad anyway. It was a really fascinating evening, and we found a lot about the lifestyle, chatting to her. She'd been in it for a few years. What was really funny, though, was a table of old boys, some old men. They were only a couple of metres away from us playing bridge, or at least that's what I want to, you know, maybe they had dominoes. It was something very British.
It was something very quintessentially British, wasn't it?
Supping away on Guinness.
And listening to this really, really sordid conversation and rolling at the next table.
Well, I think it's the fact that the unicorn loved dishing out the words 10-man gang bang.
Oh, she was so salacious, wasn't she, with her vocabulary.
If she was in Star Wars, she'd have been Salacious Crumb.
Yes, she would.
But not Jabba the Hutt?
No.
No, okay, fine. So so we had that catch-up with her, and we were still a bit nervous, but we'd obviously eased ourselves in ever so slightly. So we agreed to go for a meal with her after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which,
again, nerve-wracking.
Very nerve-wracking.
Even though we had the reassurance that nothing was going to happen, because we were taking things so slowly.
I could barely eat my tapas at that meal.
It was nerve-wracking, wasn't it?
It was. And we found out more about her, what she liked, what she'd been doing. Again, we did more of a serial killer check just to make sure she didn't murder us or anyone else near us, which was useful.
Yeah.
And then we agreed to have a play date.
Wow. No, that was nerve-wracking.
So it's an interesting... For those of you that have been listening to our journeys, you'll know that I was Mr. Jealous, not just Mr. H, initially at the start of our relationship. And I think that was quite a huge step for me. And I think it took a lot for me to get over that initial jealousy. And I had no idea how it was all going to go. So we won't talk too much more about that today. We'll drag out our actual play date in glorious detail, or as much detail as we can reveal. But we will tease that Uno in the Dark is not a code name for something. It's a real thing that happened. And we'll talk to you a bit more about that in our next episode. So if we go on to our next section, Mrs. H, which is called...
Is this just the tip?
Yes! So, just the tip. What is your tip, Mrs. H, for our listeners today?
Okay. Right, my tip, and I've had a good think about this one this week, given that the last two episodes, it was sprung on me.
Are you saying that you've been a massive thinker?
You could say that.
Okay, that's not even funny, and you're laughing at it. Wow.
Okay, so my tip for all the listeners out there is maybe don't assume that the ladies love finger banging.
Finger banging?
Finger banging, yeah.
Or finger blasting?
Yeah, finger blasting. I mean, it sounds so juvenile, because it is.
Can you explain what finger banging is for me, please?
I wish I could, but essentially it's using a finger in an inward jabbing motion try and elicit some kind of mind-blowing orgasm.
So one might think that you were in a bar and you accidentally spill someone's pint and they get really angry with you. So they walk up to you and they poke at your chest. Is that the kind of motion that you're thinking about?
Yeah, jabbing.
Yeah, jabbing.
Yeah, or repeatedly thrusting a finger in and out at speed.
Okay. Sort of like a pokey thing.
Yeah. Like, why would that just instantly make you want to come?
Well, it doesn't make me want to come in the slightest.
Well, it doesn't make me want to come either, so, as it turns out.
So you're just the tip. So,
yeah, my tip is maybe try and find out from the lady that you're entertaining if what she likes. If you're going to bother to be naked and having some fun with her, surely you want to, you know, please her.
Do I need to make a video about this?
Yeah.
So if anyone's going to play with my wife. So, you know, I can just imagine it now. Hey, you've decided to play with Mr. H's wife. If you're going to be finger blasting her, please take your fingers away from the clitoris.
Or she'll do it for you.
Yeah. I can just... No. That's not going to work for me.
Mm.
No.
No.
Okay. So I need to create a video now. A guide. Like a map.
You could.
Yeah?
A user guide.
A user guide. I'm thinking something Lord of the Rings style.
I think many men could benefit from this.
Really?
System. And you'd think as men, actually, they would have encountered enough ladies along the way to... you know, hone their techniques around pleasuring a woman.
But
manually.
Manually pleasuring a woman.
Rather than, like, orally.
Mm. I mean, it was terrible when they got the wand and they kept shoving that in there.
Oh, dear.
Was it like a wizard sleeve at that point?
Oh, dear, no, don't.
So, it's part of this, though, that people should really ask what people want.
I think
so. So
what works for me doesn't necessarily work for other women. I totally get that. And maybe that's their kind of default go-to strategy for pleasuring a woman.
Maybe.
Because, you know, ultimately, you put your willy inside there as well. So maybe they're adopting the same technique that, putting fingers inside is clearly going to work.
And your fingers don't work the same way as
well.
No,
you know, the clitoris isn't inside.
No, it's not.
So, little clue there.
Well, all the nerve endings do go inside, but I don't think it works quite like that.
No.
My take is, I think when we have a meet, maybe we should have a thing like you get at hotels when you're ordering breakfast. You have the list and you just tick the bits you want. Do you want external stimulation? Yes, I'll be ticking that one. Do you want some finger blasting? No, I do not want the finger blasting. Not. I'm not circling this and adding two.
But I would like 2 rounds of toast.
Yes, so. And some bacon, please. Yeah. That would be marvellous. That would be great, wouldn't it? Like, yeah. I'll have a blowjob, please, and I want someone to cradle my balls for 5 minutes, and then I want a bacon sandwich and a cup of tea.
Yeah, lovely.
Can we arrange this? So I need some sort of menus that we can print out and some sort of food or drink sort of sex service.
Winning strategy. And actually, we have been to a couple of clubs before that do toasted sandwiches.
Oh, good, so, glorious toasty.
Yeah, obviously it's a winning combo. It saves people you. People get hungry after sex.
Well, I know. It brings a whole new meaning to the word dirty kebab, though, in the swing club, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does. So, that was your tip. So, your tip is no finger blasting and ask what you like.
Or find out what they like.
Find out what you like.
Yeah.
Take a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, my top tip, Mr. H's top tip for this week, is to read the bloody profile, mate. So, one of the things that we tried to do with our profile, our online profile, is to try and make it full of our personality and tell people a little bit about us. You know, not the absolute inner workings of our relationship, but a bit about our character, a bit about what we like. I think we mentioned Jaws and Jurassic Park a couple of times in there, because mm-hmm. we are a little bit nerdy, if
we're
you haven't
nerdy
guessed already.
Film.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, not just film, but, you know. But we do talk about, you know, Star Wars and other stuff in there. It's not just films, but it's a bit about us, really. And I think what really annoys me is that when people just drop your messages, hey, sup, you know, we're quite clear about the fact that we like to have
what
a conversation.
What are you guys into?
Yeah.
Oh,
have you been doing
it?
This long?
Yeah, that's
even though when it tells you how long you've been on the site.
We had one of those today.
I know, right? So I think it's one of those things where it really helps to read the profile. And if we talk to other people, which we do, we read the profile and see if there's anything that's interesting that we like. And if there isn't, then we like to ask about it. But generally, it's good form to, one, make sure your profile's up to date and has some good information and some things people can interact with you about, but also that you read someone else's profile and take time to do it. So if they say, oh, we don't like people with beards within their profile, at the moment, I'm fine to get in touch. But
yeah.
Ordinarily, I might think, I've got a beard, I'm not going to bother writing to you. Or I can talk about it. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's really simple. So that was my top tip for the week. Read the profile, and Mrs. H's was, no finger blasting, please. I'll have not one of those. So that was that. So our next section is one of our topics, our first of two topics today. And this is one that Mrs. H has been wanting to talk about for a long time on the podcast, even though we've only been doing it for about 3 weeks.
But, you know, the good news is you get to hear this all the time anyway.
I know.
Because I like to talk about this a lot.
Every single meet, every single club we've been to, every single couple we've talked to. I swear you've messaged people with this one.
No, although I should.
Well, maybe you should have a spiel already printed out.
I really
like
do.
A card. Please take my card. Mom, sir, do you agree with this? So please tell us about your top topic.
Okay. So this is something we have talked at length about, much to Mr. H's disgust, no doubt. But if we put this into context around a year ago, we were doing a lot of travelling together in a car and spending multiple hours on long roads and motorways. And, you know, we were entering into this lifestyle and we had lots to say to each other and lots to find out, lots of points to get across. And
I've always got a point to get across.
Well, and, you know, it is a mass debate. I've said it before, but it's a good one. It's a good lead into this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How does masturbating turn into this?
I think
you've lost your way. I think you went with the pun over the content there.
Maybe.
Poor choice, Mrs. H. Poor choice.
That's very often happens to me.
You made a bad song, PT.
So the point we were talking about initially was this journey from soft swap through to full swap. So in the beginning of all this, it's fair to assume we were, you know, starting out. So, you know, flirting's good, kissing's good. Soft swap seems an obvious place to start in this journey. And then Mr. H kind of looks at this as a kind of hierarchy system where you then level up to full swap eventually.
It's like a video game.
Yeah.
It's like the mini boss is the soft swap and the main boss is full swap. If that's your thing. It's like a progression.
So the whole full swap conversation then, it emerged that we've got slightly different views about this. And my point was that I find oral sex or soft swap to be fundamentally more intimate than full swap. So, and the reason for that is because with soft swap, you are engaging in oral sex with people. And I don't readily do that for people that I haven't met before, because there's a whole host of things that kind of hygiene factors that get in the way of me enjoying that potentially. So you're putting someone's genitals in your face, put it in your mouth, near your nose. You know, there's smell, there's taste, there's texture involved. There's all these kind of these things that you don't necessarily encounter in a penetrative sex situation, because with penetrative sex you have your barriers, you have condoms, you've got lube.
But you could use a condom if you're going
you
down
could,
or something.
I know, but that's, again, not as enjoyable.
No, you look like you're gagging already.
But the point I'm making
the
was
taste of rubber or latex.
So the point I'm making is this. I found the whole soft swap, I can't even say this, to be really very, very intimate, because it's you're not only are you trusting someone that, you know, they're clean, they're hygienic, they're putting your their cock in your mouth, basically.
But equally, I think that if I wouldn't want to put my mouth on it, I sure as hell wouldn't want to put my cock in it.
Yeah. And there is that too. But in terms of people who say, no, we only have a soft swap, to me, I'm like, I'm not sure I'd want to just stay with soft swap all the time, because there's going to be times when actually I'd rather not just have, I don't know, a few hours of oral sex, actually.
A few hours?
Yeah, well, you're not going to have a meet and over and done in half an hour, are you? You're going to play and have some fun. So for me, it's
a 5 minutes on a cheese toastie, I thought.
So for me, I think it was just this whole piece around, actually, if I had to, I could distance myself more in a penetrative sex situation than I could in an oral situation.
So you're happy shoving anything in there, but not in your mouth?
I'm just saying.
I've seen some of the stuff you eat.
I'm just saying you could fake your way through it if you had to. Not that you'd want to. And why would you, you know, do that? But yeah, and not everyone is nice enough to give all the sex to.
No, that's true. But then,
be great at sex.
Yeah, but if they're not nice enough to do an oral sex on, I'm going to do an oral sex on you.
Oral on them.
Yeah, I'm going to do a massive oral on you. then I don't think I'd want to. To actually sleep with them.
Maybe not. Anyway, I've had this conversation with people, and, you know, there does seem to be a large number of women who agree with me. I think, it's fair to say.
Well, yeah, I would say that a number of women agree with you.
Yeah.
But broadly, people don't agree with you.
That's not true.
In life.
Oh, in life, right.
Yeah, generally.
No, I don't know. I feel that way because perhaps that's just the way I personally feel about oral sex. But there are people out there who've agreed with me, so...
Okay, all right. Well, the good thing is that we're now on Twitter. So we're at Bedhoppers UK. So if you'd like to have an opinion on it, and you probably do, you can tweet us, send us a message, and we'll have a look at it. And if you agree with Mrs. H, then I'll be sure to delete it before she sees it and pretend that it didn't come through at all.
I don't think there's any right or wrong. I think it's just a great conversation topic. Well, I really do.
Well, that's...
And that's what I love about this lifestyle, that so many great conversations have emerged from it, and you just get to have these great, funny... You know,
great fannies. I have a great funny chat.
Great funny adult chats for people.
Okay. Well, no, it's a really interesting topic, and it is one that Mrs. H will wheel out at every available opportunity. So it
just comes up naturally in conversation.
Well, I come up naturally in conversation.
Yeah.
It's not like I need much else. So, yeah, please get in touch if you've got a thought on it. It'd be really nice to hear from listeners or people that pretend to listen. If not, just join in to the tweets that we'll put out when we put this live. So we'll go on to our next topic then, which is a little bit about how is it different in the UK?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How is the lifestyle different in the UK?
That's right.
We have sex in a totally different way.
What, like the water goes down the plug hole a different way?
Yeah, if you flush the toilet and it goes round a different way. We all have
sex. We just have brown sauce for everything, don't we? And tomato ketchup.
No, we do not have brown sauce. We never have brown sauce.
Oh, dear. But it's interesting. I have this preconceived opinion, which is probably wildly inaccurate, but I have this this theory, I think, that people in the US generally are just super attractive. They're so hot over there.
We've been to Disneyland. It wasn't... They
okay,
weren't
maybe
all
not
that.
Disneyland. But generally, when you see...
Not there's a swing club in Disneyland. That would be so cool.
Can you imagine? There's some pun in there somewhere.
If there was an Incredibles room, I would be in it.
Oh, God. I think generally maybe the attractiveness of people in the States, it just seems to be way up there.
Maybe it's
because there's so much more, I don't know, maybe so many more people have plastic surgery.
What basis are you going on for that?
What I see.
Okay,
in, like,
so you've
media.
Watched Playboy Swing.
Yeah.
And they were quite hot, most of them.
Yeah.
Were the people that were guests on that show hot? All of them?
Well, not all of them, no.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, fair. It's,
you know, and I'd argue that the people that we've seen over the last week have all been really hot.
Yeah.
And they were in the UK. We didn't Skype them in.
Or maybe then the clubs in America are just going to be really high-end.
Maybe. I mean, the clubs here, we've been to a few clubs, and we'll tell you a bit about that when we talk more about our unicorn adventures. But they were okay.
Yeah, some were a bit dodgy.
But I think there's dodginess wherever you go. And I think there's always going to be people that have different approaches in the lifestyle and people that enjoy different things. And for us, we know we don't like turning up to a place that's going to be, you know, full-on... As soon as you walk through the door,
take your pants off, you go.
Yeah, that's not us.
But then equally, you talk to people who just make an assumption that if you go to a sex club, it's just going to be keys in a bowl, you know, as you go in. And
I love having keys in a bowl. When you have people around, it's brilliant. Watch as they panic. Can you just check your keys in that bowl, please? But there's only us two here. No, put the keys in the bowl. Keys in the bowl!
Wait, do we have pampas grass growing outside?
No, that's another UK thing, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
Pampas grass, swingers house, right?
Yeah, and pineapple door knockers.
Really?
Yeah, that's another sign, universal sign that you're a swinger, apparently.
Is it? Well, there's black rings as well. I think that's more of a
yeah.
a stateside thing, though. But I don't think we've seen any black rings, really.
No.
Apart from your ex-husband.
That's weird.
We don't swing with him.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
So, okay, so in terms of differences, the other things that we want to mention is obviously we use Fab Swingers, which is the UK's, I guess, premium site, and I'm going to use that term loosely.
Well, there's not much out there to rival it, is there?
No, I don't think so. There is SDC over here and this Spicy Match, which sounds a bit like a Borat kind of invention.
However,
my wife. So I think that's more of a European one, maybe, which we don't tend to see too much of that. So we tend to go on Fab, which I think is also available in the States.
I think it must be, yeah. We've had a couple of friend requests and people in the States on Fab.
Mm. But that's really...
But I don't know how big it is in the States. So.
Not very much, because they've got Cassidy and they've got SDC. I mean, we've got SDC over here, but I don't think it's very popular.
It's not user-friendly, is it?
Oh, it's even worse than Fab in terms of usability. And, you know, that can only hold so many messages and holds your emails in a funny way. And it's kind of... But it is a bit like Facebook Lite, I suppose.
Yeah.
In that kind of way. Although you can't like pictures. Oh, you can fab them, can't you?
Yeah, you can fab them, but you can't have
You can't have a dislike. You can't vote it down, which is what Mrs. H would like to do.
I would love the ability to just comment on people.
I really hate this picture. This picture's offensive.
I would not say that.
Yeah, you would. How many cock and clunge pictures have I seen this week? I don't know why you're like a 1940s serial reader. But you'd be pushing that dislike button as much as you could.
But then, you know, people might dislike me and then, oh my God. Yeah, that would be a downward spiral, wouldn't it?
If someone could dislike you.
That's it, I'm coming off a site.
Yeah, 3 downvotes and she'd be off.
Yeah.
Be brilliant. So in terms of other things with how things are different here in the UK, it's a little bit difficult really because we've not really gone anywhere to play other than the UK. We've been to a few clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to prefer mostly social meets. And the people seem to be like normal, average day-to-day people with people problems and people things.
Jobs and kids and
yeah, it's lives. Starting to sound a bit like a Paul McCartney song now.
A bit.
So that's that for now. But obviously, if you guys have got particular questions about what happens and what goes on in the UK, the amazing ways we have sex, you know, it's not just our brand, it is a UK brand of sex style. That we all signed a contract, we got together around the Queen's and decided that we were all going to do it one way. It's not one position, just we all do it one way.
All missionary.
It's not all missionary, there's a secret password and passcode that we all use and there is a handshake that goes with it.
Oh dear.
I'll teach you the handshake later, dear.
Oh, yes. I look forward to this.
I know, right? If you could just grasp this, that's the first first step in the
secret. Wait, that's not your hand.
No, it is not. So, in terms of next steps for us, well, I think we really, really want to say thank you to everyone out there that's been promoting us, promoting the podcast, tweeting us, twitting us.
Twitting?
Yeah. Twatting us?
Wow, I hope no one does twat us.
Someone twatted us, I'm sure. Or is that a different social media site that I'm on?
Chatbook, yeah.
Chatbook, okay. So, for all that, for all the people on Reddit that gave some really helpful feedback and technical advice, I've still not been allowed to buy a microphone yet, although I dream of a microphone setup where we can record and we can hear each other and everyone can listen harmoniously.
Yeah, but this is quite endearing.
We're sitting around a phone talking to it.
Yeah, but I like this.
It's like a conference call with just the two of us. Is Dave in yet? Has Dave joined the call?
This is what we like doing there, having a chat.
Having a chat.
Sharing our experiences and then getting other people to listen to us.
The irony is, if you guys weren't here, we'd still be doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, still be talking to ourselves and still going on through stuff. So, thank you ever so much for promoting us, for listening, for the constructive feedback, for being on Reddit, for commenting, for joining in with whatever we're talking about. If you've got any comments, any feedback, anything that you like, send it our way, and especially if it's about Mrs. H's topic of the week, I'll be sure to get in there and delete it before she sees it, or at least edit it in some way if that's at all possible. So thank you very much, and we did promise that at some point we would get to a phrase that we can sign off with. So I've written something down on a bit of paper, and I'm going to get Mrs. H to read it out, since she is the one with the golden larynx.
Well, you do have a rumbly voice today.
So. I do. It's a little bit of a sore throat today, guys.
In a very Anchorman style.
Oh, do you want to go for it?
Yeah.
We're not going to do it together, are we?
No. God, that's really lame. Cheesy.
Yeah, all right. You go for it first. But, I'll go for it afterwards. People can vote like they really give a shit as to who said it better.
So, you know, listeners, thank you for hopping into our bed today.
Oh, it's nice. It gave me a warm little tingle.
Did it?
Yeah.
So that's that secret handshake.
Well, guys, thank you for hopping into our bed today. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. You've reached week, the Ben Hopkins podcast.
No, I hate that.
What?
I hate that.
Okay. Hello, you've reached the Ben Hopkins podcast. Thank you for downloading this.
That's quite hard to sustain.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be exhausted after 10 minutes.
Reach the Ben Hopkins podcast you have. Downloading us you will.
Yeah, too nerdy.
Okay. Thank you for downloading the Ben Hopkins podcast.
Oh, no.
License to record. No?
No.
Okay. I'll just stick with the original one, yeah?
Like your voice.
Thanks.
Nice.